And wait, does your father-in-law have green eyes?
What?
Does he have green eyes?
Yeah, he do.
See, you...
Yeah, you do have
green eyes. So
you're jealous of him? Yeah, I am. I tell him that all the time.
He always talks about green eyes. It's your green eyes that he wants. It's his green eyes he wants.
Yeah, he always got green eyes.
Kirk is obsessed with green eyes.
I told him today, I said, I'm convinced about stuff. It's his green eyes, like, shoot the way you shoot.
All right. Are you ready, Andrew? Hello, welcome to the Hoop Collective post-game podcast. It's after game three. The Raptors win by 14. What you hear behind us is how many Raptors fans? The game's been over 15 minutes.
Yeah.
How many Raptors fans, Cass?
Look, a good
100? 100 Raptor fans. They're singing
Is that the
O Canada.
Super fan? Yes.
They're singing O Canada. They're enjoying this, as they should, with Cassidy Hubbard, Kevin Arnovitz, and our NBA champion and resident now, post-game shows, Kendrick Perkins. Perk, in my view, the Warriors essentially spiked this game. Maybe they could have pressed Klay to play. Maybe they could have brought Durant back. They were like, all right, we're gonna give this game up to hope that they get healthy by game four, and the Raptors were willing to take it. They played great.
Yeah, the Raptors played great as a whole. I mean, I looked up and Kawhi had a quiet 30. Marc Gasol and Serge played well tonight. And Danny Green gave him some, 20 points tonight off the bench, I think it was.
And a chase down block.
That was crucial. But I feel like, in my opinion, even though those guys were out, I still think Golden State should have won this, at least fought to win this game. Yeah, they out, but it shouldn't have just been, okay, well, we're going to just go out here and compete, and if we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. No, you can't just do that in the finals because this one game could count.
So I Draymond Green did not play well. I think he had as many turnovers as he did assists, Kevin. And Marcus Cousins was so poor that they benched him down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. They spiked it, but on the other hand, they lost this game on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. I mean, Toronto annihilated them in the half court.
Yes.
By the way, and that was, whether it was pick and roll defense, Toronto got great spacing. They put them in difficult health situations. The Warriors didn't recover well, didn't recover intelligently. I mean, yeah, Klay was missing, but this was not. I mean, this is an awful defensive performance. I mean, Cuz had a tough game in terms of, obviously, they attacked him, but you know, Siakam got loose early in attacking, and Lowry was brilliant. Oh, was he brilliant? It wasn't just
Lowry. Road playoff game Lowry.
Nine assists, and they were gorgeous in every way. He was just controlling every possession.
Steph had a playoff career high.
That's right.
Okay, so they didn't, I don't think, spiked it because Steph played his best playoff game ever.
Well, maybe spike is a little bit aggressive, but they certainly understood that this game was probably not going to be a win. Maybe they were going to try it. Every Raptor starter scored at least 17 points. And Serge had like 6 or 7 points, but he was 6 blocks. He was very impactful
in
the second half. You know what I was thinking about watching
Serge
this game?
Serge Ibaka almost made a comeback.
You know what I was thinking about watching this game? Steph kind of reminded me of LeBron. His team was outmanned. Mm-hmm. He was playing his behind off. He just didn't have enough firepower. 47-point game, a great game, but not enough against a better team.
I agree. And I want to piggyback. I want to go back to the take that you said about, you know, them spiking this game. And like, it's okay if they was playing the Cleveland Cavaliers of last year. This Toronto team is better than the Cavs team that I was a part of last year. And to me, you just can't hand them a win because now – they feel confident, and I feel like they gonna come in with, regardless of who plays on Friday, and they gonna come in with a mindset that they coming in to win this game. I thought they played well. They played well in every aspect on the floor tonight, like no flaws whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there were scenarios that existed where the Warriors could have won this game if Draymond played great, if Cousins played great, if they got one of their role players to, you know, if Rebko had 5 threes. It wasn't like they were not going to win.
They defended the half court.
Well, I don't know. I think the Raptors played really well. I don't think it was just about their defense. But
no, the Raptors played a brilliant offensive game, but I do think, like, again, the Warriors, to me, the greatest failings today were on the defensive end.
Yeah, so, I mean, Kevin Durant is going to practice tomorrow, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is going to be completely different. So game four.
I assume that Durant will be on place to play Friday.
And see, this is where I go. This is what it goes back to. This is my concern. My concern is that when you get Klay back, you get Kevin Durant back, what style do they play? Who you go to? Is it still Steph dominating the ball, or you go back to KD? Do you go back to the way they was playing against Portland? So this is a whole lot of things that they have to figure out in one day. That's a lot. How we gonna fit KD back in? Is KD gonna come back and say, oh, I'm just gonna defer to Steph and let him take 30 plus shots? Or Klay, you gotta figure these things out. And like I said, you're not playing a garbage team. Like this Toronto team is really good. Like they are really, really good.
The title.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, Kevin,
go ahead.
The thing is, Kevin, I feel like lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
There's a lot going on around us. Toronto fans have left, though.
The Raptors, they are now in a situation. Okay, here's what I was going to say. If you're gonna have a difficult situation to decide with injuries, whether you play Durant, whether you play Klay, Game 3 is a hard place to have it. Because the days between Game 3 and 4 is only one day, the shortest turnaround, so it's tough to bring any injured guy back in Game 3. Secondly, it's early in the series in that you can recover, but it's also give up home court, give up leverage in the series, give up momentum, too.
It is so hard to kind of budget the risk, right? Like, I didn't take issue with your notion they spiked. I mean, what you essentially
spiked
mean
it was
is,
a little hey, aggressive.
We took a lower probability.
It's the finals. You're supposed to be aggressive with
right.
your words.
Like, we took I a lower probability Brian. That we would win this game, right? We forfeited some of that probability.
Yes.
And
pre-game.
That's what we did, right? It wasn't a spike, but to your point, it's so hard to do that. And again, as you say, you want that between 2 and 3, between 4 and 5. 2 and 3 and 4 is just such a quick turnaround. I mean, I don't know, and I think Perk's got a good point. Like, so, all right, Durant's on the floor. Is he the greatest decoy of all time for 28 minutes a night? Are we letting him ISO, top of the key, come down, pin downs? Does he have the burst to do that? Like, what can you get out of him offensively?
And by the way, with KD coming back, he's not coming, no disrespect, He's not coming back against Aminu. He's coming back against arguably the greatest two-way player in the game today, and Kawhi Leonard. So he's coming back to a challenge.
This
guy guarded LeBron James in the finals, and basically, I wouldn't say outplayed him, but he did because he won finals MVP. So it's not like he's coming back to somebody who's just go be okay, KD. Yeah, no, he's coming back to a challenge with a layoff.
I hear that. It still kind of feels like it's setting up for KD comes in, saves the day. He wins another Finals MVP. Warriors win.
Can you win a Finals MVP if you miss three games?
If you go off,
if you go off
table
and win
when
the
you come
net,
back.
And, right.
I mean, that's the other thing. That's one thing. We assume that those guys will be back, but we don't know what kind of condition KD is in. We don't know how Klay is going to be.
You could say that about anybody right now in these finals. Everyone is hurt. Andre Iguodala, still, he just doesn't look like himself.
I mean, let me throw out another name, a guy they really, given Looney. What happened in the first two quarters of this, exactly.
Sorry, I stole
Kevon
it from you.
Looney was so missing in
oh,
this
yes,
game.
Yes, he was.
In terms of pick and roll coverages,
yes.
I mean, they really got hurt. I dare say, Looney was almost as much of an absence as Thompson. I mean, I'm being a little hyperbolic.
Because they're defensive, you
yes.
can feel
yeah.
it. And it wasn't just
–
it'd be one thing if it had been Kawhi who had gone off, and Kawhi had a great game. But you felt their activity. You felt their ability to get open shots.
Just slower. They were just like, it just, the defense wasn't that pop, everybody on a string thing that you usually see from Golden State, irrespective of personnel.
And boy, when they took Steph out of the game, wow, it got ugly.
You know what's crazy to me? Not only, I think you even felt the energy in the arena. To say like, this was the first finals game that was here, you felt the energy even throughout the fans, like, it wasn't loud in here.
Right.
It wasn't rowdy in here. It's kind of like the fans was like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of like,
can we weather this storm?
Yeah,
right?
Well, I think we're going to lose. You know, it wasn't the Golden State that we knew of in the past.
If they were being cautious with Klay, would you have played him then, this game?
No, I wouldn't have played him. I mean, because, but once again, I'm still saying with the team that they had out there, they could have been better prepared.
Jeff Van Gundy on the telecast said the Warriors team that they had out on this court wouldn't even make the NBA playoffs. I said the playoffs?
I think
that's
in.
Over. That's under crediting the Raptors. Raptors are as both Kirk said and Kevin. You cover these guys for the first three rounds.
They're a good basketball. I mean maybe the Grizzlies 15, but this is maybe the best defensive team they've played in this entire 5-year run.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
they haven't seen it. The length.
I mean, maybe Memphis 15, but that's the only.
I also felt like Gasol before the game. It was a great moment before the game. So. Perk is watching Gasol warm up. And Perk and I are talking. I mean, we are 4 feet from Marc Gasol. In fact, I think we might have been talking too loud. And I was like, this might be the most important game of Gasol's career tonight. You know? And Perk calls Gasol and he goes, hey, man, let's go tonight. Come on, you can do it. Let's go. He gives him some encouragement. You know, a champion talking to a guy playing the most important game. And I go, Perk, that was nice. He goes, yeah, man, well, I picked the Raptors in six. He's got to play good tonight.
He got skin in the game.
Yeah, man, I mean... But he played well tonight. And once again, it came down to the bigs. They outplayed the other bigs, and they end up getting the win.
It always comes down to the bigs in your world. But
You did call that before. You said it would be the bigs.
It's an interesting
On
series.
Hoop Streams,
this
hosted by Cassie.
We've been looking for, though, right? A lot of excitement.
And they posted up Gasol. Like, it's not something
right
see
off the
Raptors
bat.
Do a
right
lot.
Out of the right and out of the gate.
Let me tell you.
Really interesting.
Let me tell you something about a big man, right? So when I was playing with the Celtics in 08, right? Doc used to run every play in the playoffs for me. The first play to start the game was for me. You know why? Because a big man, we like to see the ball go in. We like to get a good touch, an easy look. And I'll take you all the way back to game one when Portland played Golden State. The first play of the game, Steve Kerr ran it for Draymond Green. He did a misdirection, dribble handoff, slipped it, and he got a dunk. And ever since then, Draymond Green take off. Because for big men, they give us confidence. Guards can go out and get buckets. You don't need to run plays for Kyle Lowry. You don't need to run plays for Kawhi Leonard or Stephen Curry. You need to run plays for bigs. Because now, not only do you get the points, now Gasol is anchoring your defense. He feels involved. Now his swag is back. So it's always like that. We used to do Serge Ibaka like that, too, in Oklahoma City.
Have you seen a player like Siakam? I'm thinking about the first half. Because to me, Siakam really set the tone tonight.
He did.
Just with his attacking. It's not graceful. There's nothing... there's nothing beautiful about it. He just contorts and gets his hand near that cup. It's a really unusual, interesting
player. The thing that impresses me about him is that he is so relentless. Like... Mm-hmm. He really don't care. Like
very poised.
Yes,
25.
Because really, this is his real first time, like being in this moment. Even in the playoffs last year, he didn't really get that much playing time.
No, they wouldn't play him.
So, played him 8 minutes each half.
Okay,
sit down.
So for him, I mean, he's playing like he's been here before. Like he's not even scared. There's no worries. Like, and I'm just sitting up here, like, man, this is really impressive. Like. That's very impressive, and you don't get that out of a lot of young players.
When you were playing in 08, he was 3 years away from playing his first organized basketball.
Holy.
The guy's been playing organized basketball for 7 years.
Kev, don't make me sound so old, man. Dang.
Game four is setting up to be one of the more fascinating games in recent finals history. We won't really know who's going to play. Mm-mm. The people that we do know are going to play, we don't know how they're going to play. The pressure is going to be pretty intense on the Warriors. It's possibly the last game in this arena. They lose leverage in that game going back 3-1. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past them, but it would put them in a difficult position. The Raptors will face the opportunity to win and go home with a chance to win the NBA title. A lot going in to that game. I have no idea what we're going to get.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, literally two of their three most prolific scorers are questionable or doubtful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... DeMarcus was walked back in the fourth quarter of the time. I mean, we just do not know.
These are the two best teams, though.
They are. Yeah. They are. I honestly don't know, and I'm just waiting for Friday to get here. Like, seriously, I really want to see what's going to happen. Like, I don't have an answer. All I know is I was walking, coming from the back, and Toronto was not celebrating.
No, they were not. They were dead silent.
They were dead silent and dead serious, and I was like, that's scary. Because that means that they was locked in and they focused.
Well, we're going to be talking about that Friday night.
All right.
We'll leave it there.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Hoop Collective. Thank you to Cass. Thank you to Kevin. Thank you to Perk. We'll talk to you later in the week.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks, bro. Man, but they really were focused.